For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
It's very seldom we stop up and ask, how am I? Who am I? Who have I become?
Hella Heckman slips across the conference room comfortably in leather sandals and a blousy blue cotton dress. A grandmother, secure in her place in the world.
I'm a global traveler in protecting childhood.
She's like the super nanny, only from Denmark. Hella has worked with children teaching kindergarten for more than 30 years. She's a world-renowned author and speaker, sharing what she calls the five golden keys to childhood, precious and short-lived.
When you are a parent with little children, you think it lasts forever. And then when the time is over, you're suddenly scratching your head and say, where did the time go? You know, take the time because it will never come back.
A group of teachers from Florence heard Hella speak in California. They shared her advice with District 1 leaders who were inspired to create a community program called the Count 5 Campaign. Perfect, they say, for parents they already try to reach. Here's Dr. Floyd Creech, the administrator for school readiness.
You have to put forth the effort to reach the parents. I mean, these people are very busy. They have very stressed lives.
Stress is a big problem, says Hella, who sees it in families worldwide.
But for the child in a modern society, it's very difficult to have the time it takes to mature. And what goes wrong in early childhood, we have to work on for the rest of our life.
So what are her five golden keys? The first is sleep.
If we do not sleep enough, we are not fit for life.
She says adults need at least 8 hours a night.
And a child under 6 years need 12 hours sleep in the night.
Hella explains a lack of sleep can impact growth, brain development, and mood. The second key is movement.
Especially in America, where you love your car.
Hella says adults have to embrace physical activity as role models and let kids, well, just be kids.
Don't be afraid of climbing trees. Don't be afraid of rolling down hills. Don't be afraid of eating a worm. Don't be afraid of jumping in the mud.
The third key is nutrition.
And we should really consider to bring back simple cooking in our homes.
The fourth is routine, or what Hella likes to call a rhythmical life. She says kids need routine to feel safe so they can play.
Play is where the child learns.
The fifth and final key is love.
So in love, there is such a huge responsibility because it means that I take it serious.
The five golden keys. Seemingly simple, but often elusive, because they require time. But Tammy Pulowski says the keys to a better education often begin at home. She's a professor of early childhood education at Francis Marion University.
Hey, we just got to get this word out to empower parents to make these decisions that don't cost a lot of money, but require us to reprioritize how we live our lives.
Time. It's what Hella says children need and what we need to give them for a better world.
Children are the beginning of the possibilities of creating a better world.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.